Computer. All right, here we go. We should be recording. Looks like we're recording. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. Hi, this is Eric Stromquist. Welcome to episode 281 of Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast for the week ending. I think it's September 2nd, boys and girls. That's right, it's Labor Day weekend. I am in Rome, Italy right now with my daughter, Evelyn Grace Stromquist, and she and I are joined, say Evelyn, by the man, the myth, the legend, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, say Kenny Smyers.
Kenny Smyers.
The control man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The control man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well done, Evelyn Grace.
Oh, good job, Evie Grace. So anyway, Kenny, man, I'm in Rome, Italy right now. My wife and Anna and Axel are actually in Greece. They went to see a friend of theirs over there, and I've refused to schlep the luggage over there, so I'm staying here with Evie Grace, and she and I have had a big day around Roma. So
she's giving us a good dance in the background, so that's cool.
Giving us a good dance. It's past her bedtime, so she's staying up. I'm 6 hours ahead of you, Kenny. So,
right,
big dog. Well, what's going on in Control World?
Well, I mean, back here at home base, we've got a couple good posts. We've got J2 Innovations, Building Technology Innovation Finalists. This was something neat that they came out of the think tanks, and they went into a shark tank mode. So rather than everybody being in their own little cubicle and fighting it out and slugging it out with silence, these guys took an opportunity to kind of copy off the television show Think Tank, Shark Tank. So the unique opportunity for engineers, developers, and project managers to get in front of business leaders in order to pitch their big idea. Now, this is Siemens Building Technology. So this is inside of Siemens. So now J2 is part of the Siemens family. They're now participating, and this is pretty cool because basically the format was modeled after the Shark Tank with the preparation, intensity, and excitement that goes along with refining your presentation down to just 5 minutes in front of some very sharp people. And you can see all these guys. There's a picture that follows at the bottom. So Scott says, through the experience, new bonds were created, new skills were developed, and everyone gained a different perspective outside the normal roles. It was fun to hear so many innovative ideas with intelligent building space, and we hope to see them all come into fruition in future products and services in the very near future. So kind of a cool thing. I guess we're proud to have an amazing pool of BT members, that's building technology members, that contribute to the growth of our business with their innovative ideas. It's David Hopping, Siemens Building Technologies, Americas. And the credit goes to Scott Mensch. So thanks, Scott. It's great.
Scott Mensch with J2 Innovation. And, you know, we're right, Kenny. Man, Siemens needs to be making some very, very great acquisitions. They've also picked up a company, as you know, and a lighting company. And it seems like they really, whether they're calling it this or not, seems like they're really sort of getting involved with the sort of humanization of the building and bringing all the systems together to create a better customer experience.
Evie's in the background there. She's talking it out. That's good.
The one thing about kids and ex-wives is you just ignore them and hope they go away or be quiet. In Evie's case, I just hope she'll be quiet.
All right. So, next post up, we had the Blue Ridge Technology Solutions. And this is a really cool one. It shows you how to go from broken to BACnet in 4 short hours. So Blue Ridge has a nice way to, it's called Universal Retrofit Kit. And, as we all know, Blue Ridge Technology manufactures proven energy management solutions with a focus on a unified lighting control. So our solutions complete the automation system. Blue Ridge approach assures our systems are delivered, not merely sold, with our wide open design offering unparalleled versatility. So this basically is about what's going on with the, what are your options? So you have a situation where you have something that's standalone and you want to integrate it into your network. So basically the RK installation retains the original relays, line voltage wiring, conduit, enclosures, and that of course reduces labor as well as material costs. And then it brings it onto the network. So it really truly unifies your building
right
under one pane of glass.
Well, we're big fans of Bill Duckelberger and Blue Ridge Technologies. I mean, we got, tons of videos on Control Trends about, Blue Ridge and their great system. And I think where Blue Ridge really fits is if you're not one of these automated controls companies that hadn't been able to go out and buy your own lighting company, I think these guys are great because you can partner with them. And I think, Allerton uses them almost exclusively, and they do great jobs. Bill has a great reputation. The product works well. It's easy to install. And again, it gets back to you have to create an overall experience, which now you know, is including lighting. So good job with Bill Duckelberger there.
All righty. Next post, Eric, we had the BLEMA webinar. Five steps to HVAC retrofitting. And again, this is a very good seminar, webinar to attend. It's going to be held September 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We have a registered button on the bottom of the post. But basically, this is a really nuts and bolts stuff with the, just saying that, you know, the reality is that many commercial, healthcare, schools, buildings experience inefficient HVAC systems performance. And these complaints, you know, could be about occupant comfort, increasing operational costs, systems maintenance issues. So basically, the culprit is non-functioning or underperforming damper or control valves, damper actuators or control valves. So the webinar covers a five-step successful retrofit on these actuators and control valves to increase the efficiency of your building. So very good stuff from Valimo. And again, we have the hot button on there. So,
Well, no, very, very cool. And if things go as expected, Kenny, my final destination on this European jaunt will be Lucerne, Switzerland for the BLEMA Platinum Distributor Meeting. So I'm hoping I'll make it there. And if so, we'll shoot some video footage of the plant and catch up with our friend Lars von der Hagen, as well as the rest of the team at BLEMA. But, you know, BLEMA is a global company. They do great things. They keep improving their actuators. And one of the things I love about them is that their motto seems to be if better is possible, good is not enough. They keep improving. And Kenny, we've had quite a bit of success with their sensors, by the way, too. So those are starting to take off as well, which
great.
Is really, really, really good. So now I got to tell our audience, you might not be getting the video part of this cast. And it's not because our technology is working great for our recording, but we might not be able to get it uploaded to YouTube, depending on the bandwidth I got. So you might be podcast only, and we're going to keep this a good bit shorter too for those reasons. And not only that, I'm going to have to put Evelyn to bed here in a couple of minutes, and she is trying my patience, and hopefully the control trends community will bear with me here. But what we have up next there, Mr. Kenny Spies?
Well, we get another Intesis box. It's actually a combination. It came from Eric Dunn, the gateway guy, and this is an integration solutions for the home, building, hotel, industrial automation, all the above. The Wi-Fi, basically world has been enlarged by Intesis. This particular one is a joint with BASSG. Our friend Alper Olsmeiser, he is working with Tritium and came up with a new Tritium Niagara framework driver released for the integration of over 30 brands of ductless splits and VRF systems. So it's a great post and real basic stuff, but important stuff, you know. So well done, Alper.
Let me ask you, Kenny, is this about a month ago we had Alper on, and remember he did the share screen and he was showing us this this new
SandStar.
SandStar. So is this a version of that or something completely
different? this is more of a driver. What's happening is we're getting a lot of smaller equipment, especially coming in from the all the South Korea, Japan. I mean, you have Mitsubishi, Toshiba, Sanyo, Daikin, all these incredible equipment manufacturers are bringing in the smaller equipment that need to be integrated too. You know, they're basically standalone or whatever, but now through the enablement of this gateway, a very small Intesis box, they call it Intesis box, it has the ability to bring it through BACnet or Modbus or KNX. I mean, they've got a gateway for just about every single protocol actor. So it's a rising star in the network world, and it's very affordable. But what's happening is guys like Alper are coming up with even greater solutions, so you can take it up into the Niagara world. So they can bring it in through a driver, bring it up into your front end. So these smaller, so you have hotel rooms, dormitories, people that are using stuff, these new technology to provide cooling, spot cooling where you couldn't do it. One of the offices I was in recently had a wall-mounted unit. It was up. It was amazing how efficient it was, how quiet it was, and how easy it was for them to put it in. Now, once that's in there, great. If somebody leaves that on all night or whatever, and they don't have any kind of control over it, you're in the same boat you are with any other type of equipment.
Right.
Who's going to shut off? Or if it's not occupied. So imagine if you could bring that into your system and then control all these individual pieces of equipment, and they're coming in by the hundreds of thousands. I mean, it's amazing. So that's a great post.
And, well, you know, and I think as we can attest to, Kenny, the globe's shrinking, right? I mean, you know, all the EGIO global conferences we've been to, I mean, when we meet integrators and manufacturers from all around the world, I mean, it's like there's some minor differences, but for the most part, I mean, we're all after the same thing. The buildings are all trying to accomplish the same goals, and the products, there are some differentiators in them, but for the most part, it's, you know, the products are all becoming global.
Yeah, yep.
Cool, buddy.
Okay, and the final post was one from Optergy.
Talking about connecting things together and the world becoming smaller, huh?
Well, these guys, they are very proud that they had an announcement that 2.0.6a is now available. And this is our last post, but it says, Optergy is pleased to announce the latest Proton update, which includes new features and improvements and fixes. Click here to review the release notes. And then they've got an interesting video update, a tutorial. The license does not need to be updated or altered, but it's one of these silent videos, and it tells you basically how to go and do the upgrade and without any issues. And then they've got some an update to the Proton tool. So this is from Nicholas Hayden. Normally we have Stevie Guzalimian as our primary point of contact, but I see he's getting some support from a gentleman named Nicholas Hayden. So sounds like Optergy is getting a bigger footprint here and additional people. So
no, I think they're doing really, really well. Well, I tell you what, Kenny, you know, for bandwidth and child width and all that other good stuff, I think we're going to call it right here. But hey, special thanks for tuning into this truncated version of Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast. That is Kenny Smyers reporting to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the home of, I think he will tell you, the 2018 Super Bowl champions. That's what I'm thinking he's thinking anyway. And I'm with you in Rome, Italy right now. And as we do this, I do this sort of cross-country trip with the family, and then on solo, probably eventually winding up in Lucerne, Switzerland. We will hopefully be able to have good enough internet that we can keep these shows going and updating you. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. He's the man, the myth, the legend, and I'm his sidekick, Eric Stromquist. Remember, be bold, stay in control, and be global.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers. And that's a wrap.